Proclamation number 5410 of 12th of June, 1952. Submitting one's will to God's will. A complete subordination of the will to mine also ensures that you humans will reach the aim on earth, the degree of maturity of the soul, which guarantees eternal life. For if you are willing to live according to my order of eternity, you submit yourselves to my will, and henceforth you are no longer adversarially inclined, but you seek the connection with me. But the subordination of your will to mine happens in such a way that you acknowledge me for the first time as the one whose will is more powerful, and you now subordinate yourselves to this powerful will in everything. Thus you want the same as I want, and you now consciously alive with the resolution to constantly do what is of divine order, thus what is wanted by me. Then you live with me and let me have an effect on you. You don't resist, you let yourselves be guided by me and thus are now also under my guidance. The will to completely submit to me is valued by me, and my fatherly love, which has a mighty strength and will no longer let you slide back, will ensure for you to not fall any more. But anyone who wants to submit to me must now pay attention to everything he encounters. For my will now obviously becomes active in order to cause the one to be and remain of the same will as mine. He needs to be aware that nothing happens which could not serve the development of his ascent. He must not regard anything as arbitrary, he should recognize me myself in everything he encounters and now always behave in such a way that corresponds to my will. Thus is not directed against my eternal order, against the love which underlies my eternal order. And now you also know what there is my will. To live the earthly life in love for me and your neighbor. Therefore, if you practice love, you already subordinate your will to mine, and if you shape yourselves more and more into love, your will is bound to completely merge with mine. Your thoughts and intentions will no longer be able to be anything else but good, because your will is now identical with mine, as much as love being the divine principle is within you, as well as the bond with me is established through love, which no longer allows for an opposing will now. The will without love is more directed by the intellect. But where there is love, there the heart directs the will, and this imparts my will and the power as well to let the will get into action. But the conscious subordination of the will, however, will only ever be the result of faith in the God and Creator from eternity, who is full of love, wisdom and power. Only this faith transforms the previously resistant will, and the person gives himself to the most perfect being, recognized by himself. The spiritual being no longer wants to be separate from him, but it desires unification. First unconsciously and then consciously it strives towards its original state again, in the condition of which it was, being of the same will as mine. Until a counter-will intervened to which that spiritual being became a victim of its own free will. But the counter-will made the being miserable and caused it to think and act against the divine order and prepared a hapless state for it, a state without light and strength, which can only be remedied through a conscious return to the divine order, through an integration of the will into mine, which then also re-establishes the being's original relationship with me and brings it happiness and bliss, light and strength in all abundance and lets it reach the aim, set for it for the one's earthly life. Amen.